immutable in rhythmic calm and joy, he saw, sovereignly free in limitless light, the unfallen planes, the thought-created worlds, where knowledge is the leader of the act, and matter is of thinking substance made, feeling a heaven bird poised on dreaming wings, answers truth's call as to a parent's voice, form luminous leaps from the all-shaping beam, and will is a conscious chariot of the gods, and life, a splendor stream of musing force, carries the voices of the mystic suns, a happiness it brings of whispered truth. There runs in its flow, honeying the bosom of space, a laughter from the immortal heart of bliss, and the unfathomed joy of timelessness, the sound of wisdom's murmur in the unknown, and the breath of an unseen infinity. In gleaming clarities of amethyst air, the chainless and omnipotent spirit of mind brooded on the blue lotus of the idea, a cold supernal sun of timeless truth, poured down the mystery of the eternal ray, through a silence quivering with the word of light on an endless ocean of discovery. Far off, he saw the adjoining hemisphere, on meditation's mounting edge of trance, great stairs of thought climbed up to unborn heights, where time's last ridges touch eternity's sky, and nature speaks to the spirit's absolute. A triple realm of ordered thought came first, a small beginning of immense ascent, above where the bright ethereal skies of mind, a packed and endless soul as if sky pressed sky, buttered against the void on bastioned light, the highest road to neighbor's eternity, the largest widened into the infinite. But though immortal, mighty and divine, the first realm were close and kin to human mind. Their deity's shape, our greater thinking's roads, a fragment of their puissance can be ours. These breadths were not too broad for the souls to range. These heights were not too high for human hope.